I'm about to spend the next 2 weeks customizing YouTube headquarters.
This place is huge.
I can't believe YouTube is letting us paint this. This project is definitely going to be one of the toughest challenges we've ever done. Just look at how massive their buildings are. And I even promised the YouTube CEO that we will finish within 14 days.
Ta-da!
That is amazing.
Starting now.
We are now on floor 2, and the theme of this floor is music. Here is where our first painting is gonna go.
Oh.
I don't think you guys understand how big of a deal this is. This is YouTube headquarters.
What?
My team immediately got to taping and prepping the paint. Everyone is focused and we're ready to go. We have a lot of work to do.
The world is your canvas.
Use these on the wall.
We began by painting the first couple layers and sketching out some of the characters. But as we were untaping the squares, we ran into a little bit of a problem.
Ow!
David, what happened?
I don't know!
Get it off!
Unfortunately, when we peeled off the tape from the walls, it also removed some of the previous layers of paint, and it's happening everywhere.
This is all falling apart.
So we ended off last night on a pretty bad note where David pretty much just ripped a hole in the wall.
Luckily, we were able to find some putty to fill up the holes in the wall. And with the wall fixed again, we could finally get back to painting.
So Zach's drawing a circle, and then he's drawing little circles. And one semicircle is a happy face.
I'm not done yet. This is just the beginning, Michelle.
I was told that this floor in the building is music themed, which is why all these boxes have my characters playing instruments in them.
We should play a game of Pictionary. For one of them, I'll draw an instrument and you guys have to try to guess which one it is.
Okay.
Drum.
Oh, Jake got it.
What?
I'm really liking how this design is turning out.
We're officially done with our first mural, the music mural. This entire mural has a ton of different rectangles with our characters. This is Turkey with a pair of AirPods Max just listening to something, probably Blackpink. We have Bum Bum with the clarinet. Honey crying. One of our new characters, Jelly. Comment if you like Jelly. This is Rock Bun Bun. Here's Bubbles. This is Turkey playing a clarinet. One of my personal favorites, Honey playing a saxophone. This took a while to do. Wait, Jake, which one's your favorite?
These two.
Ben, which one's your favorite?
Jelly.
Michelle, which one's your favorite?
I like Jazzy Honey.
I think I'm gonna have to put a tie between this one, and this one.
That was only the first mural, and we still have so many floors and walls to customize. I can't wait to see what all the walls look like after we're done painting them.
Next, we're gonna customize floors 3 and 4. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a master plan. As you can see, we are here. Walls 1 and 2 are gonna be filled with movie posters. Michelle, you're on shapes.
Okay.
Where's my name?
There.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm on the fourth floor and Zach put me in charge of the shape mural and he gave me a support animal.
Hi.
I'm gonna have David do a portrait of Neil.
David, what do you want me to do?
You see this whiteboard?
Do you want to do a giant 6-foot portrait of him?
The whiteboard?
Keep in mind, this is my boss. Make him look good.
Okay, I'll make him look really good, Zach.
I haven't drawn on a whiteboard since like elementary school, but Neil is my boss's boss, so this has to look really good.
Any questions? All right, everyone. Transition!
With everyone working on different murals, hopefully we're able to get more work done because this place is absolutely massive. I want to make sure that the quality of the artwork is amazing, but at the same time, it's always fun to take a break every once in a while.
Hey Michelle, I have a secret message for you.
What is it?
Michelle, I really love...
And while David went to use the restroom, we thought it would be funny to pull a little prank on him.
Wait, guys, we should just hide back there.
Wait, what do you guys think David's gonna say?
Who wrote this?
At your back door, yelling, cause I wanna come in.
Why would you write that? Just go down to the mall. I'm not kidding. That's
really
worse.
Oh my god! I did not like that. I did not like that.
After that, we got back to work and David finished up Neil's portrait.
David is all done with Neil's whiteboard portrait.
Just so good.
Nice job, David.
Thanks, Zachary.
Let's go to the next painting.
Woo!
We got back to working on the movie posters, and I have to say, these are looking really good. These movie posters are parodies of actual movies with my characters in it. We have Saw, Jaws, It, Barbie, Avatar, and Deadpool.
Is this like fencing?
On guard.
Wait, Michelle, what'd you say?
Oh! That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I feel like the employees working here are gonna find these really funny.
Overall,
All the murals are looking really good.
And with some finishing touches, I think we're just about done.
Right, so we just finished the movie posters on the horror side.
And honestly, I think these posters turned out really cool.
All right, you guys ready? Ooh. Wait, that was so satisfying. That looks so awesome.
They turned out sick.
So over here, we have a Saw poster with turkey ripped apart and there's stuffing everywhere.
If you're a plushie, viewer discretion is advised.
Over here, we have Jaws with Bun Bun just swimming and Bubbles with terrifying teeth ready to pounce.
Somehow Bubbles still looks so adorable.
Honestly, this might be one of my favorites. This one's so cool. This is It with Turkey as Pennywise and Bun Bun as poor little...
Georgie.
It says, sup to CHC. I'm super happy with how these turned out.
Let me show you what we have over here. A Deadpool movie poster, Bun Bun Barbie and Bun Bun Ken in their little pink car, which is really cute. And then over here, Navi Turkey. Looks a little bit creepy, but he's happy. And even though a lot of them are like quite simple, I'm very happy with them.
For all these posters, I think everyone did a little something on every single like little poster.
I think what Jake's really trying to say is we worked really well as a team.
With the movie posters completed, that still leaves us with three more floors to customize. I'm really happy with how the artwork's turning out so far, but we still have so much more space to cover.
I just want to let you guys know that we are falling behind a little bit.
Oh.
I think we spent a little bit too much time on the first two murals. Now we're a couple murals behind.
What should we do?
Work faster, duh.
I like that idea. Let's do that. Let's work faster.
Work faster.
We've been working pretty hard so far and everyone's starting to get tired. So I had an idea to get everyone going again.
I want to play a game of hide and seek for $500.
Oh, okay.
I need to put my Crocs in sport mode.
99. 98, 97, 96, 95.
No.
Don't follow me, Jake.
948, 47, 46, 45. I'm in such a bad spot. I'm freaking terrified.
Ready or not, here I come.
This place is huge and there's literally hundreds of places to hide. But that doesn't mean it's going to be impossible to find someone. And sure enough, I got lucky.
Oh, no!
Hello, Ben! Dang it.
While we go find other people, I'm gonna tell you guys about the sponsor of this video, BetterHelp. Back in high school when my very first girlfriend broke up with me, I was very sad. And I feel like back then, if I had like a therapist to talk to or something, I could have probably expressed myself a little bit better.
Zach, if you knew me back then, I would have been there for you.
I probably wouldn't have told you.
While we were searching on the next floor, I stumbled across someone in the kitchen.
Well, well, well. If it wasn't Michelle.
Two people down, three more to go.
I've always been a little weirded out about going into therapy, but BetterHelp allows you to do it online, which I feel like a lot of times that's like the trickiest part, is talking to someone face to face. Is that a butt? Hey, there is someone in here.
Oh.
Hi, David.
And before I find Jake and Mackenzie, I just want to let you know that...
You start out by filling out a questionnaire that goes into your unique needs, and in most cases you'll be paired up with a qualified professional in as little as 48 hours.
Funny enough, just as we were about to go to the next floor, I noticed something.
Wait, I just saw shoes! Jake?
Hello?
Oh.
No!
Wait, how did Mackenzie win again?
Yay!
Well, Mackenzie, you just won $500 for hide and seek. If you think you can benefit from speaking to a therapist, you can get 10% off your first month by clicking the link in the description or going to betterhelp.com/ZHC. Mackenzie, congratulations on the $500. Let's get back to work.
To get back in the groove of things, we started with something simple, a shape mural.
We just finished this shape mural.
It's huge.
Wait, I wonder if we can touch hands. Ah! I think we have a weak link over here.
What do you mean? Touch!
Ow! You guys wanna go paint something else? Or should we just hang out over here? Pretty comfortable.
And if you think the murals we've done so far look pretty cool, just wait until you see the next one we're about to start.
For this next mural, we are doing something really, really special. If you guys don't know, I grew up in the Bay Area and I am a huge Warriors fan. I'm gonna have David do a life-size mural of Steph Curry. This may be my favorite mural of all time.
No, 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 it will be because Zach is literally obsessed with Steph Curry. I mean, he has at least 6 pictures of Steph Curry
hanging in his house.
Before you start painting, I have a little gift for you. I got you a Warriors t-shirt.
Oh my god. Do I look like Stefan?
No, you don't look like him. Wait, Jake, spot the difference.
Probably gonna make that shot.
Hey!
Is Steph Asian?
Bruh.
I do love Steph Curry, but the main reason why we're doing this mural is because the CEO of YouTube, Neil, is also a huge fan of Steph Curry and the Warriors. So I want to make sure this is our best mural yet.
You guys know the main reason why I wanted to be in this room?
To slow us down because we're painting too fast.
No, we're here for the transition because the next scene is on that TV.
We also got word that a very special guest is coming in today to check in on our progress.
Today, we have Neil, the CEO of YouTube, coming to this building.
I'm so excited!
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I hope he likes everything that we're doing.
Yeah, honestly, if he says he doesn't like them, I'm just gonna go, okay.
I'm actually really nervous. He's the CEO of YouTube and my boss, so hopefully he likes what we've done so far.
We have Neil, the CEO of YouTube.
Awesome to be here. I can't wait to see the work that you guys have been up to.
We have a music mural over here.
Wow, that is amazing. I like the bee. I'm gonna tell my team, it's like, why don't they do it in the office where I'm at?
This is the first one.
That is hilarious. They're ominous and scary.
I'm really glad Neil likes it.
I love the fact that it like really fits right into YouTube.
Now it was time to show Neil the giant whiteboard portrait of himself.
And I hope you don't mind, but we actually had him do a portrait of you on the whiteboard.
Oh my god.
Ta-da!
Oh my god, wow.
You like
it? It's amazing. I mean, it's pretty good.
Oh, thank you. I had a great model. Yeah.
The next mural we're gonna show Neil was a Steph Curry mural. He had no idea we're doing this one, so I had Neil take a guess.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's got something to do with Steph Curry.
That's just a little bit.
Okay, maybe I made that a little too obvious.
That is amazing. We'll have the Warriors come by and check it out at some point.
We still have one more thing to do with Neil, but before we get to that, I'm feeling kind of hungry.
Guys, I have good news. 5 minutes until YouTube headquarters lunch. Lunch.
It seems like everyone else was feeling hungry too.
Lunch. I've never seen a group of people so excited for lunch. Wait, this place is so nice. It's like an entire campus. Michelle, you already got seconds?
Well, I just know I'm gonna get seconds, so I got it now.
Just like usual, Michelle got the most out of all of us. Oh, that is good.
Brisket, good. Brussels sprouts, good. Potatoes, good. Salad, good. Fruit, good. Soup, good.
Now that we're all full from an amazing YouTube lunch, it's time to get back to work.
We're working on Steph Curry, and Jake is painting the pants right now, and I'm annoyed because he's literally eating. Look at the shorts, they look so good on camera. How many letters are in devoured? 8.
Dang! Those shorts look so nice.
Bro, I really like the shorts.
Jake, wait, where is the shorts? Keep doing that.
Okay, bye, Zach.
You were right, I am eating.
David, we're kidding you. It looks really good. Nobody's been taking any breaks. Everyone's really focused. I think we need to do something kind of fun and make sure our crew is well fed.
I agree.
Let's give them some snacks.
We have our snacks over here.
All right, Jake's gonna go check to see if Ben's there first. We wanted to be sneaky while dropping off the snacks, but Ben ended up spotting us right away.
No! Run! Go, go, go!
I'm so confused.
So maybe.
Two. Zachary?
What the heck?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to come in real quick?
Yes.
Oh wait, Michelle, you left something there.
After that, I got caught up in some business stuff, so I left my friends in charge of the next mural.
Here's the game plan for the next mural. Out there, we have a wall, and I'm thinking we already did a shape mural, so play around with some abstract rectangles. Wait, who's gonna be doing the rectangle placement?
Me.
Who else wants to do the rectangle placement?
Mackenzie.
Me.
Who else wants to do the rectangle placement?
Michelle.
Does anybody else?
Me, I guess.
Alright, Ben, you're on it!
What?
Ben!
I hope they make this look good.
We're just doing squares?
Yeah,
wait!
No.
Oh, what am I doing?
Okay, well, take the squares.
Hey, hey!
And my friends did not disappoint. The shape mural ended up turning out so much better than I thought.
We are now done with the simple yet clean shape mural. We're gonna go back to painting.
This next mural is going to be interesting. We're gonna get help, lots of help.
For this mural, we're getting some help from some YouTube employees.
Hey. Hi.
Each YouTube employee is going to draw a video game themed doodle, and I'm gonna have you guys, my subscribers, vote on which one is the best at the end of the challenge.
Wait, does anyone have any questions?
Someone from my side's gonna win.
Before I even said go, Michelle and Ben's side already started drawing.
Our team's already started.
Wait, you guys already started? Oh, wait, you guys just started.
Ooh, that looks like Mario. That's pretty good.
Is that gonna be like Pikachu or something?
Yeah, with a chef's hat.
Funny enough, some of them were painting the same thing.
No way someone's competing with me.
Oh, we have multiple Pikachus.
There's a lot more Pikachus than that side. Yeah. You got competition. You.
I really don't think there's anything I can teach you. I think you're all doing a great job.
The eyes are too cute. This is a tough competition. The cuter the better.
Their drawings were looking really good, and I'm not sure who's going to win. It's definitely gonna be pretty close though.
3, 2, 1!
For the judging, I'm going to choose the winner from each side and then have those two go head to head in a subscriber vote.
While all of these are very cool and creative, I feel like I do have a winner for the Western division. Mario! Yay! Let's go check out the other side. I think I'm gonna have to go with that one. I'm not sure what it is, but it looks cool. Now, since we have a winner from each side, I'm gonna ask my subscribers to do a vote.
I'm feeling pretty darn good.
The mustache looks great.
I feel a lot of spiciness in my drawing.
I think my spicy support is about to take the dub.
Now it's time to see who won.
The first person said the non-Mario one. Oh! One vote. Second one, Mario. Oh! All right, there's one more. And the winner is the drawing in the E. Oh! Tremendous battle.
And to fill in the rest of the gaming themed wall, Ben started to work on adding some cool doodles. Also, remember that thing we still had with Neil? Well, wait until you see this next scene.
If you just want to do a little scribble on the wall, we can turn it into drawing.
I think I can manage that, so let's do that.
Okay, sure.
Ooh, yeah. Make it difficult.
Ooh. Oh, wow. All right.
I don't know what you're gonna do with that.
All right, so this is the scribble that Neil drew. I have to figure out how to make art out of that.
The crazy part is no matter what, that doodle's probably worth more than like any of us.
I'm having a little trouble thinking of what to turn this into.
After some thinking, I came up with an idea.
I mean, it's just a doodle.
It's just a doodle.
I can freehand it. It's just a doodle.
Zach, it's not just a doodle. Your boss drew this. I've never seen Zach this nervous to do a doodle before. I'm not really sure what he's doing right now, but I'm really excited to see how it's gonna turn out because I know Zach's gonna make it epic.
We may need a time lapse the rest of this.
I really had no choice but to just go for it. I trusted my instincts, and I think I managed to turn Neil's scribble into a pretty interesting doodle.
All right, I think I'm done. You like that?
That's sick.
Can you even see the scribble?
Bro, I don't think I even know where it is. I literally watched you draw it.
I'm actually really happy with it. This is my collab piece with Neil.
I think I managed to hide Neil's scribble in the artwork pretty seamlessly. Let's see if my friends can tell.
Pretty cool,
oh,
huh?
Wow.
So it went down over here. It came up over here. It went around this way.
And as promised, I did a drawing for Neil's daughters.
My daughters are huge fans of yours. Yes.
I can like make them a drawing or something.
That would be awesome, yeah.
All right, so I decided to do a little sketch. This is Turkey and Friends at the beach.
So just a little gift for his daughters since they watch the videos.
We probably should have got back to painting, but YouTube headquarters is just too perfect of a space not to play a quick game of tag.
So I'm not sure if you guys watch our crafts channel. If you guys don't watch our crafts channel, go check it out. The last person to get tagged gets a free pass to the finals whenever you want.
That's so good.
And since we are in the office spaces, we will be speed walking. I'll give you guys a 5-second head start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is either going to be really quick or take forever.
I feel like I'm gonna be chased by Michael Myers. I'm gonna wait for them to come to me.
And just as I thought, waiting actually paid off.
I got Michelle so good.
I knew you were waiting.
Since it worked the first time, I kept trying to wait around the corners for someone to walk by.
Oh, Zach's coming.
It's like a zombie apocalypse!
I want David!
Eventually, I was able to catch up to David.
Gotcha, David.
Two down, three more to go. Jake ended up trapping himself in a room.
Hello, Jake.
Stay away. No.
Bye, Jake.
No.
Bye.
No.
I feel like I just gotta play a game of hide and go seek now. So, I'm gonna go hide.
Apparently, Mackenzie had the same idea, but I was able to find where Ben was hiding.
Well.
No.
Brother?
As I was trying to tag Ben, Michelle found Mackenzie.
Oh, I saw some crumbs.
No.
Oh, wait, what? Wait, is everyone caught?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that means you survived. Yes! I was trying to catch him, but he kept jumping back and forth.
You still have to tag me.
I do?
No.
You got it! Congratulations, you're the winner of
Let's go!
And you get a free finals pass in our ZHC Crafts video.
I'm gonna use that for sure.
Well, if you haven't subscribed to that channel already, subscribe and watch Ben go to the finals in one of the videos.
Let's do it.
We got back to work and Ben wrapped up the video game mural on floor 4.
We are now all done with the video game doodle mural that goes from this wall all the way down to that wall. You guys remember we had the YouTube employees come over. We still have Chef Pikachu.
We have PS5, we have like an arcade game. A Nintendo Switch.
Oh, an arcade game says something very important. It's up to ZHC. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, I know. Only OGs will know what this is.
Yeah, I played that game growing up on my mom's iPad.
I love the Bowser. This is the centerpiece.
That is sick.
We have a crown.
The crown was from our Bucket Squad collab with Jesser.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. But if you don't know what this is, what happened to your childhood? Oh, I love Meta Knight. I always played Meta Knight when I was playing on the Wii. This is my collab with YouTube CEO, Neil. This is really cool, psych! No, I'm just kidding, it is really cool. No, Ben. I drew myself giving a thumbs up somewhere across this entire mural. So when we show the B-roll shot, see if you can find it.
There was already an empty whiteboard on the 5th floor, so I had Ben and Mackenzie do a cool honey drawing. And in case you don't know, honey is one of our plushies that you can get at zhcstore.com. It's really soft and really cute. I designed it myself, and it also has a flower on its back.
Ben and Mackenzie are officially done with honey. Half x-ray, half realism. I honestly think it turned out really nice. Alright, Michelle, Jake, I want you guys to vote for your favorite side.
Ooh, okay.
Oh no.
Okay. Wait, you guys can both present your side.
Okay, well, I have really good legs.
I was gonna immediately vote for the realism side because of the legs.
Michelle, I know what you're gonna say, don't say it.
It was the realism side. Yes!
Oh, 2 votes for Mackenzie. The x-ray side looks really nice. I really like the skull, the antenna. I feel like there's a lot of creativity, which is why I like the realism one!
I do.
Mackenzie! Well, I'm just curious which side you guys like better. Comment if you like the realism side or the x-ray side.
And if you do like the realism side, you can go get your honey plush on zhcstore.com right now! Woo!
Oh my goodness!
I think I should just retire.
I think you should also retire.
You're not supposed to say that.
We are now officially done with this life-size Steph Curry mural. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, guys. This looks incredible, and it looks just like Steph Curry. It's even the same height as him, which is pretty cool. Oh, wait. And I see little Easter eggs where it says ZHC on the shorts, ZHC on the jersey. This might be one of my favorite murals I've ever seen on this channel. Nice! Woo! Ow, that kind of hurt!
And with that, floors 2 through 5 are complete, and the only floor left to customize is the 6th floor.
Now we're gonna move on to painting this mural with a plane at the top. I'm pretty sure it used to be a real plane. Guys, let's get the chalk off. Let's repaint it. Apparently, YouTube told us we were allowed to paint the plane as well.
Before we added some characters on the kids' mural, we painted a mountain scenery along with some flowers. And also, they have a decommissioned plane up there, and I really want to paint it.
Hey guys, you know how we've never painted a plane before, right?
Yeah.
How about we paint half a plane, and one day we'll paint a real one fully and fly it. Jake, look how cute this is gonna look. Look, it has the little plane helmet on.
Oh my god!
Now I wanna show you guys our flying plushie mural. We have Turkey, we have Bubbles upside down, we have Jelly over here that's just riding the balloons, Bun Bun over here, contemplating life. My favorite part about this entire mural, look up.
Oh, whoa. That's so cute!
I really like how it came out. They look so happy up there. And finally, we are all done with this colorful shape mural. And on this wall, we also did a shape mural. Do you guys see that little rectangle over there? We're all gonna sign it, so we're signing YouTube headquarters.
Yeah!
We did it!
Hello, are you okay?
And now that we're done customizing YouTube headquarters, here's what the walls looked like before, and here's what they look like now. All in all, the last 2 weeks have been a grind, but I'm so happy with how it all turned out. This was such an amazing experience for me and my team. Thank you, YouTube, so much for letting us customize your headquarters and for letting me do what I love every day. Also, subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll love you forever. See you guys.